indeed it is. And the man that knows all about it, Nick Nirbon with Pure Michigan. How are you, my friend?
Well, I'm still just kind of in awe of Benita, I think you said her name was.
Yes.
Turning 114
yes.
tomorrow.
Yes.
That's incredible.
I know. And she credits potatoes because she was a potato farmer. So there you have it. I'm doing the show barefoot. I have my bathing suit on and a T-shirt and a pair of shorts because I'm heading to the beach with the grandkids after the show. What are you doing for the 4th of July?
Well, I tell you, we are going to get out of the water. It's one of the things that I love to do on the 4th. And, I take the pontoon out to the sandbar, maybe take a little spin down, have take a swim, just really enjoy getting outside and being out in our beautiful scenery here in Pure Michigan. Or, being at the beach is great, too, having a barbecue in the backyard. Whatever it is, let's enjoy where we live.
Isn't that a fact? I'm telling you. So you went on a little trip yesterday. You went to Michigan's Adventure.
So I tell you, this is my first visit to Michigan's
no.
Adventure. I've known for many years that I needed to get there. I just had never taken the opportunity to do it. My two nephews, Owen and Henry, who are 7 and 10 years old, came up and with my sister and her family, and Emma and I joined them yesterday. We've been talking about this for a few years to find the right time to do it, and this worked out perfectly, and obviously weather-wise, it couldn't have been better. But I was very impressed. This place is amazing. The roller coasters were a ton of fun. But the water park, if you're looking for a fun family activity, this water park is impressive. This thing has its own neighborhood of the water park. It's huge. I'm telling you, there must be 25 water slides there. And the boys just couldn't have a better time. We had to drag them out of there when it closed at 6. And it was a blast. So
I believe
highly
it.
Recommend Michigan's Adventure and the water park.
I believe it. They've got wave pools and like a giant splash play structure for little kids as well. Because, that's always important, the little ones. They kind of can get lost in the shuffle there at a big park like that. But that's awesome. And I know people that come from all over the state to go to Michigan's Adventure. And then
you wouldn't believe that splash play structure, Mary Ellen. Sorry to interrupt. This thing was like 3 or 4 stories tall. There's water slides going off the sides of it. There's a giant bucket that just, without warning, dumps over everybody. I mean, and you can squirt guns, and like, there's little water slides that you can ride down.
I love it.
You can dump buckets of water on the people going down the slide.
Oh, no.
So it's a very interactive thing. Yeah, there's a ton of stuff to do there.
I love it. A fun thing that I know a lot of people like to do on 4th of July is go to the Getty Drive-In, and you can see Jurassic World Rebirth at the Getty Drive-In this weekend. How cool would that be?
I tell you, the drive-in, it's kind of a lost art in many communities. So Michigan, we're lucky. I think we still have like 7 operating drive-ins.
I believe you're right. Yeah.
And I tell you, that is a fun activity. You bring a couple lawn chairs. You sit outside the car. You grab some snacks.
Mm-hmm.
It's a really fun way to enjoy the outside while checking out a great flick.
I love it. Allendale has a parade that starts at 10. Ferrisburg, they have a little parade that starts at 10:30. Grand Haven, of course, has the fireworks with the musical fountain. And Holland has fireworks over Lake Makatawa as well at Colin Park. So it should be a wonderful holiday. It's going to be very, very sticky, but at least it should remain dry for the 4th of July. So I want to wish you and yours all the best for the 4th of July, and you have a safe holiday, okay?
You do the same, Mary Ellen. Have a wonderful holiday celebration. We'll talk to you next week.
All right. Thank you so much. That is Nick Nirbon from Pure Michigan. Always good to talk to him. He's always got the best advice on what to do in our beautiful state. Let's do this one. I haven't played it yet, and this is the time that I would play it. No, wait. Here we go. I'm sorry. It's got to start the right way.